over the country beside the Kathmandu Valley, 9 districts out of 75 districts that have the impact. They have estimated 30, of course, beside human life, there's also some impact on livestock as well as the crop sector. World Food Program and FAO co-lead with the Ministry of Agricultural Development of Nepal. They have sent 5 rapid assessment teams to look at the damage and impact. They have come up with a report just today. Now, at the moment, they are focusing on food assistance rather than on agriculture. Agriculture will come later on. Now we are looking at the livestock sector where we will also have to manage this carcass of this dead animal that might cause some disease later on. This is part of the health cluster where FAO are invited to participate.
Looking forward, how has the earthquake changed this year's forecast for the harvest, if at all?
Well, definitely we'll have some loss in terms of crop production, livestock production, and food stock as well.
And what are the implications if farmers miss the upcoming planting season?
Well, to really recover their livelihood that they have lost, at least for the time being, they are more focusing on shelter, water, sanitation. But we need to start preparation and preparing as well as planning. We are working closely with the Ministry of Agriculture trying to identify issues, and definitely agriculture is the main of the livelihood and economy of the country.
And also rice is the staple food for the population as well, so if they miss out on the harvest, it's going to have implications.
Exactly. If they don't have any seed or any assistance to plant the seed this year, they will affect the production next year in the later 2016.
What are FAO's next steps in terms of support?
Now in the remote area, the assistance is needed. We heard some news that assistance will need to be reached there because there is frustration. Now also the weather condition is not really on our side. Communication is also poor. On the ground level at the district area or the remote area, we need to have some initial discussion on the operation and then also some more discussion with the Ministry of Agriculture, where is a focus area that we send experts.